The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jonathan Spires. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Ben.
So first off, the redevelopment of the Diamond District seems ready to begin in earnest. Fill us in on what's been happening over there.
We've had a few updates in the past several weeks on some, you know, forward progress with the prep for the Diamond District project. Obviously, you know, it's been announced, it's been in the works for some time. And a lot of people are anticipating and wanting to know when things are really going to start getting going in terms of construction, but still some preparatory steps that are being put into place. And the latest one was apparently there was a local capital raise that the development group that the city is working with, RDA Diamond Partners, recently completed. They raised an unspecified amount of several millions of dollars worth of funds that were raised from local Richmond-based investors, and apparently was needed in order for the first phase of the Diamond District project to go forward. Specifically, these funds will be used to purchase the land for the first phase, which includes the site of the new baseball stadium that would replace the Diamond, as well as purchasing some initial bonds to help finance that stadium. So interesting development there. It was an interesting situation to report on as well. Challenging, I should say, in that there are still a lot of moving parts, a lot of things that need to come to fruition. Obviously, we're still waiting for community development authority. It's a financing authority that will also help to provide funding for the project and will issue those bonds that I mentioned earlier. And some other steps that will happen. Another one that happened recently, just prior to that story, was the city transferring its ownership of much of the land that makes up the Diamond District site, 67 acres over there surrounding the current Diamond Baseball Stadium, to the Economic Development Authority to get that process in motion for the development team to purchase the land. Little by little, some steps being taken to get the Diamond District project going. So we'll continue to monitor that project.
And in a continuing story, the city of Richmond has responded to complaints from local restaurants about the problematic meals tax. What did the city have to say?
Interesting city council meeting on Monday, where really was the first opportunity for some of these restaurant owners to address city council directly about their frustrations and experiences with this tax collection issue, which has really affected the local restaurants in particular. Some really high tax bills that accumulated due to delinquent account fees that apparently weren't being notified to those taxpayers. Also a chance for the city council members to express their empathy or reaction to that. A lot of council members spoke in support of the restaurant owners and saying that they want to get the situation right. It's going to take some time, but they took some initial steps on Monday to change some of the city's tax collection policies to try to address this issue with the meals tax and some other problems that have been plaguing the city finance department. We'll continue to be monitoring that situation as well.
And finally, this week, LEGO announced that they've hired a local contractor to oversee their new facility in Chesterfield. Update us on that project.
Yeah, Jack Jacobs had the announcement Thursday morning that LEGO also put out, which was that LEGO is working with Horrigan. It's a local development and general contracting firm, works on a lot of projects in town, and they are signed on to build the big billion-dollar factory complex that's in the works down in Meadowville Technology Park. They're working with a Kentucky-based company called Gray Construction. The update from Jack was also noting that the opening date for that facility has been pushed back. It was originally scheduled to be up and running in 2025. They're now looking at 2027. Very exciting project that a lot of people have their eyes on, and apparently we'll have to be a little bit patient to see come to fruition, but some additional forward progress happening with that project.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jonathan Spires from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.